It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander, and this week we've been talking about wind energy. And what's not to love about wind energy? The wind blows for free. Farmers are paid to put huge turbines on their property and are again doing their part to help us become energy independent. Counties get revenue for roads and schools. It seems all good, and it's happening in many parts of the country. What's also happening, now that millions have been spent erecting these turbines, is what happened to Ted Hartke and his family. Noise and shadow flickers are affecting some of the people who live near the turbines. More about what the Hartkes, who have moved out of their home, are doing now after this. When 492-foot-tall wind turbines were erected on a farmer's land next to Ted Hartke's property in east central Illinois, he didn't expect much to change in his family's life. But after the turbines were turned on and began generating electricity, Hartke says noise and shadow flickers became so bad his family could no longer get a good night's sleep. And after 11 months, he says they decided to move out. Does he think they'll ever return?
Oh, no. We've been told by the wind company that, and by others, that these wind turbines, once they're constructed, the cost of tearing down a wind turbine and moving it further away from our house far exceeds the value of my home.
There would seem to be some middle ground here, right? People live next to train tracks and noisy airports, and in many cases governments or corporations have paid for soundproofing and other types of abatement. When I asked Invenergy, the company that owns the turbines, what the proven methods of abatement are and have they been offered, it replied in writing that the wind farm is sited properly in compliance with the Vermilion County requirements and the turbine sound levels are within allowable state legal limits. Well, how about a buyout program for homeowners like the Hartkes? Invenergy replied, no, we don't have a program because this is not a one-size-fits-all matter. We look at each unique situation and try to respond in that spirit. Obviously, Ted Hartke and his family are not satisfied with Invenergy's responses, and he said legal action is being considered, but in the meantime, he and his wife Jessica are trying to get word out in other areas of Farming America where turbines are being proposed.
And we're doing that by going through the Illinois Farm Bureau to help farmers who are inherently good people who care about their communities and care about their neighbors learn about the negatives, the consequences that they're going to possibly damage their neighbors' health and properties, and we don't want that to tear apart other communities like it's happening here.
There is far more than I have time to present, and I encourage you to do an internet search of pros and cons of wind energy and read more about both sides of this issue. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.